Welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 228. We are talking about Happy Friday and a candid talk about business and life. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Happy February, everybody. Super excited about this amazing new month and new opportunities, new business, new love, new energy, just new everything. So welcome this amazing new energy and new month, because this is always a new opportunity for something bigger, better, greater, lovelier, kinder, happier. So always just think about new months as that, new opportunities and new vibes. Okay. One of the things that I want to talk to you guys about is, how do we have cross purposes in our lives and in our energy field? Cross purposes. First, you guys need to know what cross purposes are. Cross purposes are this thing that is like, for example, you are saying, I really want to pay down my credit card debt. Like, really want to pay it down, and by the end of the year, I'll have zero credit card debt, and that's my goal. But in the same breath, you're still charging on your cards and leaving balances on it. So your actions don't align with your words, right? And so that is a cross purpose. That means you're doing one thing, but really want a whole different kind of outcome. So it's almost like you're like, you're trying to push a peg into a round hole, right? You're trying to make it work, it's not working. Well, that's because what you're doing doesn't make sense for the result you want. That's a cross purpose. Same thing for like when people say, I want to spend more time with my kids, quality time with my children. But you are working constantly. You're constantly working. You're constantly spending time on the laptop, constantly in meetings, constantly maybe working 10, 12 hour shifts. But you really, really want, as a goal in your 2024, quality time with your family. So this is a cross purpose as well, because in one breath you're saying you want this one thing, but in your actions it says that you prioritize something different. That is a cross purpose. Same thing for health and fitness. Let's say you really want to work out and do get fit, you know, get super trimmed down, ready for summertime, or you just want to be better at your health and feel better and have more energy. But the moment you get to choose what to eat, you would rather choose fast food because it's more convenient, you lack time, so that's your go-to, is fast food. You see how it's cross-purpose, because it is not what your results will be if you decide to eat fast food. How often do we go into our day choosing opposite of the goals we ultimately want? Same thing for someone who's wanting to find a partner, a romantic partner, a spouse, a husband, a boyfriend. Let's say one of the things you need to do is you need to list out all of the things you want to have in a partner, and you don't do it, you don't find time to, and you make excuses around why you haven't done it. That is not intentional. That is almost saying, it's not important to me, so why make the time for it? So that is also not aligned. It's a not aligned situation, and that is where a lot of people get frustrated with the results that they have in front of them, because their actions don't match their desires. You see? So think about that. I want you guys to think about, where is it that you walk into your life where you have cross purposes intentions? Your intentions are one thing, but your actions mean say and do another. This is very common, and the only way to really check it, guys, is when someone puts a mirror in front of your face. This really does allow for people to understand how it just doesn't work, how you just continue to live a miserable life if you don't get it checked, how you just, you know, really find yourself in a depressing place, almost like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I accomplish this thing? And it's a pattern that I think is almost self-sabotaging. You know, so how do you sabotage your goals? How do you sabotage your dream life? Are you sabotaging your dream life? And if you are, this is for you. This is literally for you to do. Okay, so what do you do if you find yourself, you're literally doing all the things I'm saying? Well, what you want to do is you want to check in with yourself and ask, what is so important about accomplishing X? Whatever that X is. If it is, let's say, paying off all your debt. If accomplishing that is super important to you, check in with the why. Why is it important? What happens after you've paid off the debt? What happens with your life? What opportunities become available to you once you have now no more credit card debt, or just no more debt at all? What happens to you? What are your next business moves? What are your next financial moves now that you've been able to reach that next level financially? And I want you to think about why it's important, because that will anchor you into those moments where you want to just do things based on habit. But when you have a choice, well, if it's important to me, I'm going to break this habit day by day by day until it becomes a part of my character. Now, if you don't have a strong why, that means you have decided on something that maybe doesn't fully align with you, or doesn't fully align with you, and you're listening to someone else. Let's say your parents want you to do this thing, or your spouse wants you to do this thing, or you're listening to TV, media, social media, friends, Gen Pop. Well, they do it. Why shouldn't I do it? You know, so think about that. And if it isn't something you really, really, really want to do, take it off your list. You know, really check in with what's the thing that you really, really want to do. Because once you really understand the why and what is anchoring you to receive that result, then it is going to get you momentum, and it's also going to make you almost like wake up from this zombie-like nature. Because really, you know, I think about our brains is that we are so programmable, and we're so just easily hypnotized, literally, like we have this mirror effect where like we copy other people without even knowing it. We'll sit, and if someone across from us sits cross-legged, we're gonna cross our legs. Like, it's literally unconscious. And this is where I want you guys to think, like, how do you show up that way? How do you not really pay attention to things? How do you kind of respond impulsively without, kind of almost like a kid, like a baby, you know? And I know it sounds, I don't know if it sounds rude or it triggers you a bit, but if it triggers you, that means there's some part of you that find it true. And if it is true, it's worth working on, because I think as you grow older, I am turning, oh my God, I don't even know, 38 in 2 days. And every year I try to look at, what can I work on? Who can I become in this new year? What are the new things I'm going to stand for, believe in? What are the new things that are scary that I'm gonna do? What are the new things that maybe I decided to hold on to in the past, but now I'm deciding to let go because it's no longer serving me? every new year, I try to do something where it's like a reflection process and then also an implementation process. And I want you guys to think about that. I want you guys to think about cross purposes, how that is happening in your life and what are you going to do to change that. Remember, check in with your why. Why is it important? Secondly, I want you to look at the relationships around you. Simple relationships, all the way from simple relationships to really, you know, relationships that are very dear to you, ones that you have to see every day, deal with every day, or the ones that you frequent on a weekly or monthly basis, like your clients or people you see around town or see around the places you go to. And the reason why I want you guys to think about these relationships is because the people you are surrounded by are connections to your energy field. And you must keep your energy field clean. And if it's not clean, you will contaminate that energy field and you will feel it. And you will feel the lower vibration connected to it. And you will feel that energy being sucked from you because it's not the same energy field. So pay attention to that because you are in control of your space. You are in control of your life. No one can force you to have lower vibration because they have a gun to your head. 99% of the time, you're just around them and you don't realize their energy is lower than yours and it's pulling it down. So make sure you stay within the same frequency of your current energy or higher. Or if you are with people who have lower vibrational energy, are you able to pull them up? Can you energetically vibrate and oscillate at a level that it just naturally brings people up? That does take, you know, pure intent. It does take no judgment. It does take no lower vibration like hatred, jealousy, envy, just energy that is lower than love, right? So if it's like, if you have anger there, if you have fear there in that relationship, you're going to have a troubling time raising that energy, that person's energy, because you also hold lower vibration. So keep that in mind. And what else is there? I think I've covered everything. I'm trying to make sure, because I have about maybe a good 10 more minutes until the bell rings and I have to jump out of this car in this blizzard rain because it's raining right now, which is so amazing for Vegas, but it really causes people to be crazy on the road and people kind of lose their minds and almost like do willies around the fucking road and like get wild. So I don't want to be on the road too long if we don't need to be. Anyway. What else is there? I have been listening to this amazing energy healer. Her name is Chrissy Sheldon. I've been listening to her for so long. I implement a lot of her meditations. I do so many things that she does, and she really has helped me in my own energetic healing journey. And one of the cool things she talks about is how we have believed in so much lies, lies about every potential thing, lies that we are too dumb, too stupid, too fat or too thin, too old or too young, too broke or too rich to do the thing we ultimately want. There is so many lies just around inadequacy of who we are. It kind of almost prevents us from being who we are. It's like it instills this fear that that makes us play smaller. It makes us play scared. It makes us not want to do the thing that we're called to do. And I want to dispel these lies. I want you guys to know that's the thing, like I'm talking about these lies and you might not really know what I'm talking about and you might not even believe that you have believed these lies for so long. You never really consciously know until it's kind of talked about Yeah. Because really what it is like we have our subconscious mind, we have our conscious mind, and then we have our third eye, which is our super conscious mind, right? Like that's like our super smart brain, right? And 90% is, if we had access to 90% of our brain or the rest of our brain, right? That is our super conscious brain portion, which is like we can fucking levitate, we can fucking talk, what is it? Kinetically, is that the word to each other? We can do all these supernatural things. We can manifest quickly, almost like Lucy, that movie, right? But we don't have access to that because we're very much stuck in our physical bodies, and we're very much stuck in the kind of almost like the first layer of consciousness. You know, maybe some people like the Dalai Lama or Buddha or even Mother Teresa have reached like the second level of consciousness. But what I'm speaking to is like those more deeper levels of your subconscious mind and your belief system around that. And if you don't really know your belief system, you are operating kind of like a zombie. And you know, man, the first time this concept was ever talked to me or I've ever heard it was when I was like 19 years old. I picked up this book called Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. And then this is the start of my journey of spiritual growth, personal growth, like how to manifest. I really felt like, okay, manifesting money is a big deal for me. How do I do that? How do I manifest my dream life, you know? And that is the reason why I really wanted to get into spirituality, because of wanting to have a different life, wanting to have access to resources, wanting to be able to do, think, say, and be whoever the fuck I want to be. You know what I mean? At a young age, I really wanted that. So I dove into a lot of spiritual work, a lot of personal development work, a lot of books, so many books. Till this day, I have like a library of books and more books that somehow just are gone. I don't know where they're at. Like, I was trying to find one of the books from Dr. Wayne Dyer. I don't have it anymore, which I'm really disappointed about, because that book helped me get $50,000, which is like mind-blowing to me. But the whole thing is to be able to know your programming so well, your current programming, all of those limitations, and learn how to blow them out of your brain so that you no longer think that way. You know, we even think like, you know, our current identities is our current identities is our current identities is our current identity. But the truth of the matter is our current identity is so limited. Our current identity only makes us whatever it is that we decide to be in that moment. If we decide to be only moms, only business coaches, only wives, only teachers, only nurses, only whatever it is that you do for a living, then that is the box you're stuck in. Now, if every day you lived your life asking yourself or telling yourself, everything that I am right now, I choose to delete it. I choose to remove my identity, and I open a whole new opportunity of newness, of new experiences. And then the repetition of life kind of almost goes away, because then you open up yourself to more opportunities, more experiences, more levels of just new things, new phases, new, just new, you know? So how often do we get so stuck in our identities that we don't even realize that is the limiting part of ourselves is our identity? How much are you so over it? Like every day, it's like you wake up, you do the same thing, you know, you work really hard, you pay your bills, you might spend some money on a great trip. And that is, you know, if you're lucky, once a quarter. If you're like everybody else, once every other year. You know what I mean? There was one year where my husband and I went on a trip every quarter, and we were going everywhere. I think we went to Mexico 3 times 1 year. We had gone to Greece. We went to New York. Like, there were so many trips we did this 1 year. But I remember feeling, even in those trips, I just felt still not all the way fulfilled, like spiritually fulfilled, like really fulfilled. And I think it's because I've been so stuck in this identity of being an online creator, being a coach, being a spiritual business coach, being a wife, being a mom, also a part of us traveling now. I think these are like identities that really limit just the capacity of this world, what you could really create in this world and who you could really become. And I want you guys to start thinking about like what part of my identity am I real ready to let go of? You know, or every day, maybe I challenge you to do something wild and say, you know, as a daily chant, I let go of my identity and open myself to anew, you know, and say that over and over again until your identity kind of almost melts away from you and you just become this super field of energy that is abundant and can be whatever it is that you want at any given moment. And I know I'm speaking super esoteric, like, Maria, what the fuck? I know, right? Like, seriously, what the hell? But I really want, you know, I'm really gaining a lot of insight, and I do feel like spiritually I'm evolving more and more and more every day. You know, I listen and feel my brain with so much amazing energetic vibrational content that I love it so much. And I love it to the point where I have to talk about it with you guys, because I know listeners here are not just random Joe Schmoes from the street. Y'all are like me, you know, you guys love this stuff. So I hope this really helps. I hope even at a small level has moved you in a direction to even see just things in a different light. All right, guys. All right. Have an amazing day. Happy February. Tell me what you guys create in February. And that is it for me. Bye. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.